I warn you now, all of those, what they call flying saucers, my friend, they are not flying saucers. They are vehicles from hell transporting demons from place to place. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 23 through 35, quote, "Then if anyone say to you, behold, here is the Christ, or there he is, do not believe it. For false Christ and false prophets will arise, and will show great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Behold, I have told you beforehand. If therefore they say to you, behold, he is in the desert, do not go forth. Behold, he is in the inner chambers, do not believe it. For as lightning comes forth from the east and shines even to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Wherever the body is, there will the eagles be gathered together. But immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give her light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming upon the clouds of heaven with great power and majesty. And he will send forth his angels with a trumpet and a great sound, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Now from the fig tree learn this parable. When its branches is now tender, and the leaves break forth, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Amen, I say to you, this generation shall not pass away till all these things have been accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 30th, 1984. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Our Lady now is crying. The tears are just, it's like raining from heaven. The tears are falling down now upon us. I can feel them washing my face, but Blessed Mother, I wish that I could help you in some manner of more sacrifice. Now Jesus is looking down at his mother. She's turned her head away to wipe the tears from her face. And Jesus now is turning towards me, and he's placing his first fingers to his lips. My child and my children, my mother my mother, my dear mother. Her tears are falling upon the nations, for she knows, as I do, what has befallen mankind and what the future holds. I warn you all now, you are approaching a terrible crisis, a crisis that will involve death. Blood shall flow from the streets of New York soon. My children, that does not mean that you will flee, for you will find it will be of no use to flee the carnage, for you will not be safe anywhere but under the mantle of my mother. And all who wear their scapulars and the rosary will be saved, but all those who cast them aside as superstition shall be lost. My children, you must wear your armor and protect your homes. I have asked you many times to bar your homes to all, but your immediate family and close shrine workers, for those who knock upon your doors will be evil and will be sent there to invade you. Oh, my children, what a world we are looking upon. Never has sin been so sophisticated and accepted as normal. No sin shall go unpunished. I want you to know now there is a heaven, there is a hell, and there is purgatory. And you, my children, of your own free will, will choose where you will go. No man shall go to hell unless he wants this and accepts it and has turned to Satan as his leader. There are many satanic cults, my child, in your country, in Canada, and in all the nations of the world. Satan has done his work well, but he knows that his time is limited. Therefore, he will now gather more disciples to be among you. You will be given the knowledge, my children, when you wear your scapular and keep your rosary with you. You would be given the knowledge to recognize the face of evil. Though they wear the bodies of men, they are demons in human form. I warn you now, all of those what they call flying saucers, my children, they are not flying saucers. They are vehicles from hell transporting demons from place to place. Though they be spirits, there is a mystery of the living dead that you do not know. They must be transported. They cannot go upon their own. This is a mystery that I shall perhaps in the future give you the knowledge of. My child and my children, you must pray constantly. The sound of prayer is like cymbals clanging to their ears, and they must run and flee from you. So you must keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your life. Your station in life means nothing. You must pray, for you will lose everything, your station, your home, your children, your lives. Oh, my child, if only I could come with words of cheer. But can I deceive you? I am not the deceiver. I must tell you the truth. And the only way you can protect yourselves and your family is by knowing the truth. Keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world, your country, your home, and you will be saved. There is still time to turn back. How much time is given to you? The one grain is beginning to now go through the hourglass. That will tell you, my child and my children, how serious a situation now is upon us.
You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Our Lord tells us to be protected from evil. We should wear the following sacramentals around our necks: a rosary, a crucifix, the Saint Benedict Medal, Our Lady of the Roses Medal, the Miraculous Medal, and the Scapular. We have all of these sacramentals in a packet we call Heaven's Personal Protection Packet. This packet is available for a donation of $5 and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. That's Heaven's Personal Protection Packet for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling. I have a very important memo from Arthur Lucan, who is Veronica's husband. It's dated November 28, 1997. It reads, "Dear Pilgrims of Our Lady of the Roses, last summer I signed a letter dated July 22nd to These Last Days Ministries, care of Gary Walshide, by Michael Mangan, removing Gary from the Bayside Mission. I did this merely to appease Michael because Gary was questioning Michael's warning in 97 message as a telephony message. I recently received a letter from a good priest who has been a strong Baysider since the mid-1980s. In this letter, he states, quote, "In her lifetime, Veronica always warned us of demonic deceptions," unquote. Then he continues, quote, "But the same devils are capable of using all forms of electronic means of communications, such as telephone and television," unquote. "I most sincerely regret being coerced into signing Michael's letter denouncing These Last Days from the association with Our Lady of the Roses Shrine. Gary has done wonderful work in spreading the mission from heaven, and I hope he will continue with his radio mission, which reaches millions of people across the United States. Sincerely yours in Jesus and Mary and Veronica," signed Arthur Lucan, Veronica's husband for 49 years and 9 months, Veronica, whom we all miss. There's a footnote, reads, "Warning in 97 is not an official Bayside message. There is no known date or year of the coming warning or chastisement." In the past week, the holy hours grew by 832 for a grand total of 28,028 holy hours pledged in the next year before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. If you were pledged to do one or more holy hours each week before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament, just write us here at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. I ask that you pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apparition ever to occur in the history of the world. At your holy hours, I also ask you to pray that we will have many generous donors who will support Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this program, These Last Days. On May 17, 1986, our Blessed Mother tells us that one day soon she will appear over St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York. She said, quote, "Yes, my child, I am going about the world appearing in various places, and I have reason for all. One day, my child, the waters will come up at Bayside, and I will appear over the old church building. Your bishop then cannot deny my appearances," unquote. Let us all pray that this miraculous spring will erupt very soon at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, an audio track of this radio program, and much more. Visit us at www.tldm.org. Also, Our Lady of the Roses also has an internet site at www.roses.org. That's www.roses.org. Tell your family and friends about it. And now we again return to the Bayside Prophecies given on June 30th, 1984. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Directly over Our Lady's statue, there's a large globe, but it's very black-looking and dark. But I know it's a globe of the world with a huge cross on it. But now flames are leaping out from each side of the ball. It looks like the world's a fire. It's a frightening thing, the most frightening thing. Oh, God have mercy upon us all. Mercy. Now Our Lady is coming forward, and the burning world is now evaporating. Now Our Lady is touching her first fingers to her lips. She's still crying. The tears are coming down from her eyes onto us. And I know these tears are falling on many because I can feel them now on my face. I cry. My tears fall upon you, my children. Oh, how blind many are. I love each and every child that has been placed upon earth. But my heart is burdened by those who have been aborted. The Eternal Father sent the little ones upon your earth for a reason, and they were murdered. This shall not be allowed. They were murdered. Any country that allows the murders of the young and the unborn shall be destroyed. Any country that allows homosexuals to roam and to seduce the young shall be destroyed. Any country that has defamed my son in the holy sacrifice of the Mass will be destroyed. My child and my children, I know how concerned you are with the sternness of the message, but you must understand the truth must be told. It is only by truth that you can be saved. Our Lady is pointing over now to her left side. That would be our right side. And over, I can see a map. And I know it's a map of Europe, Western Europe. There's something going on there. It has not started, my child, but there will be great confusion and war shall break out in the western part of Germany. Now Our Lady is pointing over to her right side, our left side, and there's another map, and I see Israel and countries about it. They're all aflame, and the way it's circular, it looks like part of the flames that I saw coming out from within the ball before. Wars, my children, are a punishment for man's sins. The war shall increase, and the carnage shall increase. And those who are living will often envy the dead. So great will be the suffering of mankind. All of this suffering, my children, mankind has brought upon himself. When he left the Eternal Father, he turned to Satan, and this is his reward.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on June 30th, 1984. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan 49331. And now we have the latest news from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now I have a testimony. It's on a videotape. My name is Rose from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm here at Our Lady of the Roses Shrine. I had a miracle performed on me on June 18, 1990. Veronica said there was going to be one miracle, and it was on the left of her. I was on the outside of the ring, but I was on the left side of her, and I was the miracle. I couldn't believe, I couldn't believe it, but it's true. When I got to the shrine, it started raining on the ground, and it was raining hard, and the water was coming down on my face, and I was burning. My skin was burning, and I couldn't believe it. It was burning so. It was hot, and my chest on my cheeks, and through the whole time I was there, we were saying the rosary. I had cataracts. So when I went home, I had to go back to the doctor on Wednesday to have the cataracts removed by surgery on my eyes. When I got to the surgeon, he didn't see any cataracts. He said, "Who sent you here? You have no cataracts." And then he said, a specialist sent me here. So he sent me, he told me, he put drops in my eyes to make sure. And I sat out in the hall for a while, and I went back into his office, and he couldn't find cataracts. I said, "There is no cataracts," he said, "and I don't have to have an operation." No. So this is a miracle, because I was so happy, because I didn't have to go to the hospital and to have an operation. I used to go to church on Sunday and holy days. I couldn't see the altar. I couldn't see the priest. I couldn't even read the hymns. And the words on them looked like Oriental writing. It looked like half words. And when I came through this and went back, I went back to church. I was so happy. I felt like dancing in church because I could see everything. Now I can see the altar, the priest. I can read the hymns, and it made me so happy. I couldn't read these hymns before, and now I can read them real good. To this minute, I still can't believe it happened to me, but it is. It's a miracle. Thanks to Our Lady of the Roses. And then that is the end of that videotape. Now I have another videotape, and this probably says, "My name is Virginia Cosmos. I am from the Lower East Side of Manhattan. About a year ago, I lost my job. I felt very bad. I started drinking heavily. I prayed to Our Lady to please to help me. But then it was so bad, I couldn't take it. I couldn't even take vitamins. The only thing that stayed on my stomach was alcohol. I became very sick. I became partially blind. I had trouble breathing, and I still pray to the Blessed Mother. I came to the vigils, and I know from the kind of person that I am that it would have to be something severe because I would never stop. One day, it was a Saturday, and I woke up from my sleep. Terrific pains in my heart. My hands were paining, my feet were paining, and I went to scream with my best friend, who my roommate was, and nothing would come out. I couldn't talk. I couldn't hardly breathe. I kept screaming. I prayed to the Blessed Mother. I begged the Blessed Mother to forgive me that I've done what I've done to please forgive me and give me another chance because I love her dearly and I also love life. All of a sudden, I opened my mouth and screamed again and they could hear me about 16 blocks away. My roommate called the hospital and they took me away to the hospital. I was going blind, and they told my friend, my family, that they didn't know how I was walking around. I stayed in the hospital. They kept me, and they said I had a severe heart attack, and they kept me there. I went back, and I begged the Blessed Mother while I was in the hospital. I begged her to please not make me go through what I went through again, losing everything, my life, my friends, my family, nothing. I mean, they probably wouldn't leave me, but I was leaving. Let's put it this way, I had completely given up, and while I was in the hospital, I begged her to give me another chance. Well, it's been almost a year now, and I walked out of the hospital, and I have not since taken a drink. I pray constantly, and I have not missed Mass on Sunday, and I have since gone back to the doctor, and he cannot understand what happened. There is nothing wrong with my heart. There is nothing wrong or damage to my eyes. And they actually said, they told me that they had no reason that whatever happened to me, it wasn't there anymore. Someone in the hospital, I had told them what it was, that it was the Blessed Mother that cured me. And she looked at me as if I was crazy. And I said, well, if that's what crazy is all about, then please call me crazy all the time, because that's what cured me. It was our dear Blessed Mother. I constantly keep the rose petal with me, and I constantly keep praying to Our Lady. I have my life here tonight at the Blessed Mother's shrine. I came to her to thank her for this wonderful miracle, and that's the end of that videotape, and that's all I have today. God bless you now, Gary.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue Our Lady of the Rosary's messages on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray to Our Lady and ask her to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Rose's medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Thank you.